The FAA says anti-drone lasers can now be used along the U.S. southern border. Earlier this year, the agency shut down airspace in parts of Texas after the Pentagon deployed the systems. This is NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Kansas City leaders have introduced a plan tied to a proposed $1.9 billion project that includes a new Kansas City Royals Stadium at Washington Square Park. Mayor Quentin Lucas is proposing an ordinance that would allow the city to commit up to $600 million through bonds. City leaders say the measure would not require voter approval because there would be no new taxes on residents. The bonds would be paid with tax revenue generated by the stadium and the surrounding development district. Additional funds would come from a mix of sources, including Jackson County, the state of Missouri, and the Royals. A former Riley County Corrections officer has been arrested for allegedly providing contraband to an inmate. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation arrested 24-year-old Ashley Britt of Manhattan yesterday on a warrant for 8 counts of traffic contraband in a correctional institution. Britt was placed on administrative leave in October. She later resigned. Britt was booked into the Geary County Jail. The KBI is continuing their investigation. A Taiwanese energy technology company has selected Liberal as the location for a new manufacturing and assembly facility. The Kansas Department of Commerce announced yesterday that Apogee Power says they will create 80 new jobs and invest almost $16 million over the next 3 to 5 years. Topeka native Gary Woodland, who played his college golf at the University of Kansas, slipped in the Masters standings after 36 holes. Entering today's third round, Woodland was tied for 39th after shooting a 3-over par 75 yesterday. The 41-year-old Woodland qualified for this year's Masters after his recent Houston Open championship. And in baseball, the Kansas City Royals beat the Chicago White Sox last night 2-0. They play their second in the series at 3:10 this afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies this morning with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should become partly sunny this afternoon. Warmer temperatures with highs in the upper 70s. It's 58 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
To NPR News.
You're listening to Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering porch pots, planters, hanging baskets, and flowers to celebrate mothers across the KPR listening area. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, what happens when a family hires a forger to finish the paintings of a famous artist? That's the premise of The Christophers, the newest film by Ian McKellen. We'll have a review of The Christophers coming up with Bob Mondello on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. No matter how you get the news of the day, in your car, at your office, at home, on the go, your support means Kansas Public Radio will always be your place for news about things that matter to you, whether they happen around the globe or down the street. Make a difference today. Make your donation at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting The Clown, Saturday, April 11th, featuring Stravinsky's Petrushka, Esmail's Remember, and Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org.
We've got cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area this morning, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, becoming partly sunny this afternoon, warmer temperatures in store with highs getting up to the upper 70s, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight, an 80% chance of rain in the forecast for tomorrow. It's 61 in Emporia, 59 here in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from the state.
Steven Soderbergh, the director of Ocean's 11,
to misappropriation of funds.
He's on the way to become a dictator. After the election, he promises everything very threatening, bad things.
That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Saturday. Then stay with us for NPR's News Quiz. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock this morning. Today on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we'll have conversations with John Chu, the director of Wicked, comedian Andy Richter, and actor Delroy Lindo. That's on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR1 and KPR2.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
Mostly cloudy skies this morning with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Becoming partly sunny this afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. We've got an 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence, 59 in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this investor's choices, like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear exotic themes for The Silver Screen by Michael Giacchino, Les Baxter's classic Ritual of the Savage, and there's music for TV's Johnny Quest. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. We're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up next here on KPR, it's NPR's News Quiz. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Mostly cloudy skies this morning with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Warmer temperatures in store with highs getting up to the upper 70s today. It's 60 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Peter Sagal. It's spring break, and don't let anybody tell you we don't know how to party. We got Delroy Lindo, Ray Seahorn, Andy Richter, and the guy who made Elphaba fly and me cry. Plus, Bill Curtis reacts to finally being able to drop the Midwestern Kansas shtick and admit he's really from Medford, Massachusetts.
It's wicked good.
We're just hanging out in the Duncan parking lot doing a news quiz. Come join us right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dan Ronan. Iranian and American delegations are meeting in the Pakistani capital, Islamabad, trying to negotiate.
NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy skies this morning, becoming partly sunny this afternoon. We do have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, warmer temperatures with highs in the upper 70s. Under cloudy skies, it's 61 in Lawrence, 62 in Topeka.
The following program was taped in front of an audience.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for 105 Live, your weekly Kansas Music Showcase, where this week we're recapping and revisiting some of our favorite 105 Live studio sessions. With music from the LG Desk Concerts, Godzillionaire, Natalie Prowser, Hello Biplane, and more, it's all live sessions on 105 Live this week, Saturday 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. Mostly cloudy skies this morning for the first day of the Lawrence Farmers Market. We do have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms today, mostly this afternoon. Temperatures today, highs in the upper 70s. It's 61 in Lawrence, 61 in Manhattan, 60 degrees in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from...
Wait, wait, don't tell me. From NPR.
Next time at the Green Lady Lounge, join us downstairs at the Orion Room for the Ward Platt Trio. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Join me live at the Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. We've still got mostly cloudy skies this morning. It will turn partly sunny this afternoon. We still have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Warm temperatures today with highs getting up to the upper 70s. A 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. An 80% chance of rain, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Highs tomorrow in the lower 70s. It's 61 in Topeka.
Support for NPR comes from
This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting historian and author Rick Atkinson at the Dole Lecture, Monday, April 13th, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center of Kansas. Tickets are required. More at doleinstitute.org. Coming up next here on KPR, it's the Moth Radio Hour. The time is 11 o'clock.
I'm the type of person...
Support for The Moth comes from Odoo. Odoo streamlines every aspect of your company in one simple and efficient business management platform. More information at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the LEAD Center and KU's Office of Sovereign Partnerships and Indigenous Initiatives, presenting the annual KU Powwow and Indigenous Cultures Festival, going on right now. Details at powwow.ku.edu. We still got cloudy skies this morning and a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Clearing this afternoon, highs today in the upper 70s. It's 66 in Lawrence, 68 in Emporia, 66 in Manhattan. This is KPR.
This is the Moth Radio. This show is supported by Progressive Insurance. Snapshot from Progressive gives a personalized rate based on actual driving habits. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Snapshot is not available in California or from all agents.
The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. We still got some clouds throughout the KPR listening area, becoming partly sunny this afternoon. Still a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today in the upper 70s. A 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight tonight. An 80% chance of showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow. It's 61 in Atchison, 67 in Lawrence, 65 in Topeka.
You're listening to The Moth.
Anything else, go to our website, themoth.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, bless this mess. At a time when the government is trying to make American history a little tidier, we try to learn from the mess, including the untold messy story of Paul and Essie Robeson. That's just ahead on This American Life on KPR. Support for Kansas Public Radio comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. And from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU Research is at KU.edu. We've still got clouds throughout the KPR listening area. Should be coming most, or rather partly sunny this afternoon. Still a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs today in the upper 70s. It's 63 in Atchison, 73 in Chanute, 70 degrees in Emporia, 67 in Topeka. Here at Broadcasting Hall, it's 69 degrees. This is KPR.
From WBEZ Chicago, it's This American Life. I'm